SpecFicMedia.com presents Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast with hosts E.G. Holyfield, Christiana Ellis, Chooch, Viv, and Nuchus.
I beat it.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 0. And as you can tell, if you are watching or going to the SpecFicMedia.com YouTube channel at a later date, we are now doing video, which may or may not be a good thing. I am PG Holyfield. I am the whatever proprietor of SpecFicMedia.com. And with me, right beside me, is Viv Muse. Hi, Viv. How are you?
Good. Hi.
And we have Miss Nutty. How are you doing today, my Nutty? My new chest.
I'm doing good.
Awesome. We also have Miss Christiana Ellis. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Awesome. And last but never least is Mr. Chooch Schubert.
Hey.
Look at the golden glow.
I know, that is the best. The best lighting ever. And now everybody that
Jesus.
Our reference to Chooch as the Viking hero, we can now see why with the hair.
I should have bought the helm.
I was just going to say he looks like he's got King's Landing lighting. The coastal and
Cersei.
All
that. Yeah,
yes.
I can hear the cry of the gulls.
If you want to pull your mic away from your mouth just a little bit, you're a little bit louder than everybody else, Chooch. okay.
And welcome to my weekend, people.
Yes, as you can tell, Chooch and Viv actually couldn't tell for Chooch. He's actually in the house, but in a different room, so we didn't have audio going double through the mic here. They're visiting me in Charlotte, North Carolina. They live in Virginia. And we have our Canadian mistress, Miss Nutty, up there.
And, ooh, Canadian mistress, Miss Nutty.
When did I become Canadian?
You live in, where do you live now?
I live in Canada, but I'm still American.
Well,
foreign correspondent.
Canadian mistress.
Foreign correspondent. Fun, so.
And Christiana is in Boston still?
Yes. Cambridge, to be precise, but I'm
I think that our show just gained some IQ points.
Yes.
Thank you, Christiana.
It always gains IQ points when Christiana is speaking.
Yeah.
We all know that. But it has been since, well, we last talked in June, and then about 6 months after that last audio episode, I actually posted it. So,
nice.
Yes. So we have been waiting patiently or impatiently for season 3 to start. It starts on March 31st, next Sunday week, and everybody, I'm sure, is ready for that.
Yes.
Couple questions. Has anybody been doing any reading? You know, we've talked about the fact that Chooch, prior to our first season, had not read any of the novels. I think he read
the first one.
Yep.
So where are you in the listening or reading of Game of Thrones or Song of Ice and Fire?
Well, it was another, after the end of the season, I had to kind of think about it and go back and forth and decided to stay clear, stay clean. I've seen one trailer for the new season, and that's pretty much it. I mean, I've seen a few articles here and there about, Minecraft and other cool things, but.
Yeah, the Minecraft thing. Oh, yeah. How about you, Viv? Because I know you were, you had book 5, you had read the first 4 once or more than once, and then...
I'd read through the series 2 total times for the whole series, the first 2 books a couple times each. I decided to go back and start at book 3 to refresh what 3 and 4 are, and then delve into 5, and I'm maybe a third through book 3. Okay. I can only do audio, so it's slow.
How about the ladies?
I've been rereading book 5, reading it for the second time, although I'm not very far into it. But as far as book 3, over at Tor.com, they do it's not a reread because the person who's writing the columns is reading it for the first time. But she reads approximately 2 chapters per week, and she is midway through book 3 right now. And so I've been reading that kind of since near the end of book one when she was doing it, and, you know, went back and read the previous ones because it's really great. And one of the greatest things about it, honestly, is actually reading it as someone who really knows what's happening, because it's someone who is reading two chapters at a time and then writing a whole column about what they think about those chapters without knowing anything of what's coming. And so they're constantly saying like prophetic things and everything, and everyone just giggles in the comments.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really cute.
Like that guy who watched the last season of Lost without watching any of it. That was a great blog series.
Do you remember what the name of that was? It was something really obvious. Clue. The last season of Lost.
Lost.
Something like that. It was really, really good.
And Nutty, how about you?
So, usually I have read the latest book before the season has come out, but the seasons are actually coming earlier and earlier. I know everybody wishes they'd come sooner, but I've been not reading anything, which is a departure for me. I was reading a bunch of Sherlock Holmes, but really have been so much work on my plate right now that my reading time is like, you know, 20 minutes before bed. And just if I opened up a Martin book before going to bed, I would never go to sleep. And that is the issue.
That's a hazard.
Yeah. For me, I before last season, season two, I read the second book, and then I just went through and read the last ones, ending with book five, I think, during the summer, and I hadn't read that yet, so I'd, you know, caught up with everything. But I did not go back, A, because it sounds like they're going to be, you know, really moving some stuff around as far as, you know, between book three, book four, whatever, and different things this season and the future seasons. And I wanted to go in a little more cold this season to see, you know, how that is a different experience and, you know, have less of the, why'd they do that way? I just read it and it wasn't like that. And yeah, I just wanted to have a different point of view this season, as far as watching the show.
It's the opposite of
what
I'm
doing. Half a book of this season, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're splitting it up into the two. Season three, season four is book three, and then a combination of different things. Unless Christiana has.
Well, so what I was just going to say is I will refrain from, you know, any spoilers, of course, but there is a blog post that has the episode titles posted, and so people who have read the book can make a pretty good guess of what the kind of the end point of this season is going to be. If not all the details of what's going to be handled in all the different storylines, but one certain event in particular is definitely going to be this season.
Yeah. And I think I know what you're talking about. I read an article and they mentioned something, no spoiler, but blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, it's not spoiler, but yeah, you definitely let people know that read the book that that's sort of not out of sequence, but just, you know, things are moved around. But sure they do a great job.
They really have to. Oh, so go ahead.
No, I did read that from Martin that the episode he was writing, the title has changed three times. And the last post he said, I'm not telling you the name of the episode because they're just going to change it again. But they've changed the title and added a song. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, very good.
Which I'm hoping it's the Bear and the Maiden Fair.
Yeah, they have been teasing.
If only. Bears.
That's one of the notable songs from the books, of course. Yes. A bear.
All covered in hair.
Indeed.
Has anybody been? I know Chooch said he's sort of stayed away from videos and different things leading up. Anybody else, you know, been doing anything differently? I've
been watching all the trailers.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of the trailers, and actually in preparing for this, I watched a couple that I hadn't seen.
Makes it look like characters are going to interact that I don't think will interact.
Oh, they're saying the video.
I love how
the trailer
so
made it sound like that. Made it look like that, but you don't think it's actually going to be happening. That's cool.
Is that like the John and Danny magazine cover?
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect them to interact this season.
I'm just turning on a light. I'll be right back.
Hi, Christina.
Say hi to Luna. Okay, can I take this moment to point out the infinite Chooch? Go back to Chooch. Look.
What?
Behind you, the mirror.
Oh,
like, mirror. That's why I waved earlier when you were talking. It's like, dude, there's it's infinite us.
Chooch is awesome.
Oh, I see. You can see
my office there. You can see my living room. And
have the Spaceballs moment.
Spaceballs? I don't think I've ever watched it all the way through.
Oh, the Spaceballs, the movie. Yes.
It's right now.
What happened to then?
It's gone.
Something
Christiana's back.
Actually, something I didn't say. Anybody that is watching this live, if you go to the YouTube link, obviously you're there watching.
Anybody watching, right now, I'm sorry.
Please add comments, questions into the comments of the video you're watching. And when we're done, which this is going to be pretty short, maybe another 15 minutes, we will go through any questions that are there, unless they are prompting spoilers, which we will try to stay away from. Yeah, that's it. And I gathered a little bit of news stuff, and we can go through that, just see if it prompts any discussion, or just we can share that with the people watching. And then if anybody else had anything that they wanted to talk about news-wise that that I didn't get, then we can do that. Let's see if I can do this screen share thing. So hopefully everybody is about to see.
Dun, dun, dun. I do. Beyond the wall.
Yeah, the screen share doesn't allow you to do like a certain area, so I have to keep this open because if I actually go into the slideshow, it actually takes over the entire screen and I can't do anything else.
Mm.
So anyway,
sounds like a personal problem.
I know.
Right.
See Terry and Jet both saying hi in the comments.
Awesome. So everybody, hi.
Trying to figure out how to see the chat.
You would have to go to the website. You're gonna go to the website.
Oh,
she's
no.
Gonna mess something up. Don't give me your tablet. So something Chooch mentioned a minute ago. We have the cover from Entertainment Weekly, which has Danny and John standing together, which would be cool.
Very closely.
Very closely.
Hmm. One might say.
Yeah. Yes. And again,
it might. It's a cover of Ice and Fire. You might say.
Yes, say. Let's see. We stay away from those things. But
I just think it's interesting how like upright his sword hilt is. It's right there.
Like the
well, and with the little face looking at us too.
Yes.
It's not like to the side in profile or something. Yeah, it's like tall. It's looking at us.
Yes.
All angry, like, as you say.
And of course, we have the, can't stay away from us, the shocking death, Sea Wild Weddings, and one angry bear. So maybe a song and an actual bear. But we won't talk more about that. But this is the cover I wish we would have had. Have you grit?
He says that, but last night I was sitting about 10 feet away from it. It looked like Shaun White.
The hair, I can
like
see
the angle
the hair.
Yeah.
From a distance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the show's handling of Grit has been pretty good.
Yeah.
I like her a lot. I know there are some people who don't like the way that John is being handled in the show. People who shall remain nameless. But I think the stuff going with Ygritte has been really great, and so I'm excited to see where they're going to take that in the new season.
Yes, I do too. And then the previews I've seen, the ones that have had her and him interacting, it has been looks like they're going to do some good stuff with that. So looking forward to that. A little bit of news from Mashable. They had a link. There is a new Android app. I do not know if the same thing is offered on the iPhone, but if not, I'm sure it will very soon. But it is a sort of a compendium type thing to help people that are watching. It's not put out by HBO, I don't think. But it's, you know, has all the characters and places and just things that could help people if they're like, well, where are they now? And where is that in relation to everybody else? And that sort of thing.
One note on that, too. It's not on the app specifically, but anyone who has been watching the show in any way other than the Blu-rays, which, you know, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that the Blu-rays have some really excellent features, special features that include all sorts of maps, and, you know, it'll have a little thing where in a certain scene it'll pull up character profiles for everyone in that scene. It'll show you where they are on a map. And then sometimes it has all these extra little things where it'll show, like, it'll have the actor who plays Balon Greyjoy giving the Greyjoy perspective of Robert's rebellion. And it'll have, you know, the actor reading it in character while we see some storyboards. And it has lots of that stuff that fills in all the details. And so I think that's really excellent and helpful too. Plus, you know, Game of Thrones on Blu-ray, it's good.
And the HBO Go app has a lot of those special features too, right? I'm pretty sure it has a two-screen experience. Yeah.
You know, I haven't played around with that very much. I don't know if it's overlap specifically between I don't know if they're the same things or not.
I would imagine it's a lot of recycled content,
Well, there's a lot of the stuff that's in that is, you know, they do all the special features when each episode comes out, like a little behind the scenes, and I know they take some of that and sort of integrate it with the watching of the episode as well, so you could sort of see the, you know, the stuff on there as well. The couple things about the
you
Blu-ray,
people in your HBO Go apps.
I know. I don't know.
Our foreign correspondent.
Well, I mean, you're an American. Stuff. You can get the HBO Go app, right?
No, I can't because I'm in Canada.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
I know there are some Canadians that can get it, but I am not on that cable provider.
Oh, no. A couple things about the Blu-rays. Probably my favorite thing so far is they had the one episode, I don't know which one it was, but they had the kids doing it. Mm-hmm. It was sort of like, oh, well, you know, they're not going to add a whole lot to the, you know, just the information that, you know, that you can gain when, like, you're listening to the director or the creators or whatever. But in the first DVD set, they sang the opening song, which was cool. And this one, at the end of the episode, they beatbox. So hearing beatbox was quite fun.
Indeed. One of the other things I liked about that commentary is that it was an episode that featured the first Loras and Renly, and then the Renly and Marjorie scene. And so because it's the kids doing the commentary, as we're going from scene to scene, they go as like, okay, we have to fast forward for a few minutes. We'll be back in a bit. And then basically there's no commentary for that scene. And then they come back.
Yes, it was quite good. They picked us for this one, but they actually were in the episode a lot too. So it did make sense, except for those things. Let's see. So one of the news stories I saw, by the way, specificmedia.com, I started a paper.li, whatever that, basically it's
Paperly.
An aggregator, Paperly, so it's an aggregator that I can pull information, filter a lot of things, and creates a specific page every day based on new news stories and different things. And there is Game of Thrones related stuff, but there's also, you know, it has anything fantasy, science fiction, horror, will get pulled in as well. Doctor Who.
That's a big heck of Doctor a facial Who. Expression they chose for that.
Yes.
That photo.
So this is one story on there, which George R.R. Martin says, yes, I do need to write faster, and in specifically because, you know, he certainly has come under fire from his fans about that over the years, but he was saying it specifically in relation to the. What something we've talked about is that the episode or the seasons of the show are going to catch up with him, and he wants to be done by the time they get there. And so, you know, he's like, he made a comment about, you know, there, I don't see the locomotive yet, but the rails are starting to rumble. You know, I can start, I can feel the train coming. So, so he was talking about that.
That makes me sad.
Aww.
Sad.
I don't want him to write it stressed. I want him to just write it.
I want it good.
He's a professional.
I know we're going to talk about some other videos and things that were out there. There's been a lot of...
Before we go into that, we've got some questions.
Okay.
On the YouTube, we've got some live questions going on.
Woo!
And Terry from Geek Radio Daily had commented, by the way, on the Entertainment Weekly cover. She said about John and Danny, yeah, they're only separated by thousands of miles in the show. I think it's actually possibly more than thousands. And Jet has two questions for us, a two-part question. Whose storyline are you most interested in seeing translated onto the screen? And then, whose storyline are you most afraid to see translated onto the screen for fear of them butchering it? And I think this is going to be tricky. We have to be careful not to spoil while answering these questions.
I will just say the one that I'm most scared of is Beric Dondarrion. Won't say more than that as to why. I mean, it could either go really well or, you know, make turn some people away or turn people off if they don't do it right or don't.
What do we know at this point about him?
All we know is that a different actor was shown in season one. When he is sent out to find the mountain by Ned, for, you know, transgressions and burning,
raping, pillaging.
Right. And so we saw him, and then now there is a different actor playing him, which obviously is, you know, a year, 2 years, however later it is now, after he has been out searching for the mountain, and other things have happened, obviously, and in season two, they don't make that tie, do they? They talk about
Ask
Chooch, do you know that name? I'm sorry, Christiana.
That's right, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't really remember it.
Okay, what were you saying, Christiana?
All I was just going to say is that in season two, the torture of prisoners that's going on at Harrenhal, they're asking about the Brotherhood. Where's the Brotherhood? Right. Who's helping them? So the show did not draw a direct connection, and I don't think it's too much of a spoiler just to allow that there is a connection there.
Yeah.
But so it's important for people to remember, too, that that was one of the events that really, you know, there was a couple of things that really led to war. You know, in particular, Catelyn taking Tyrion prisoner, etc., the mountain raiding the Riverlands. But it was really when Ned said, go and arrest one of Tywin's bannermen and say that Tywin has to come and answer for his crimes in 2 weeks or he'll be, you know, branded a traitor. Right. And so that's really what, like, there almost couldn't not be a war after that.
Right. Very cool.
Thank you, Christian.
Any other questions or comments?
I know I'm super excited that we are actually going to see the Queen of Thorns. With all of the new characters, I am excited and can't wait to see them on screen, but also very, very scared. But I have a feeling having Diana Rigg play the Queen of Thorns, she will do it well. Some of you may know her from the original Avengers.
I worked at the Library of Congress for a couple of years, and she came there. Of course, this was 25 years ago, so she was a lot younger and still looked a lot like she did when she was in the Avengers, just a little older. And she gave a talk about women in entertainment industry, and it was really good, really good talk. And I'm looking forward to her playing that character as well.
Awesome! I always pictured Maggie Smith, and since we didn't get Maggie Smith, Diana Rigg, I think, is a great backup.
I think I'm most excited to see Arya's stuff, not because of any specific events, which would be spoilery anyway, but just because she's such a great actress, and I love everything that the show is doing with that character. It's a great character from the book, and then perfect casting. And so just, I really enjoy some of my favorite parts of the first two seasons, Arya's. But then for the one I'm most afraid of is Daenerys. And again, not because of like any problems I have with the story of what happens, but just because on the show so far, her storylines have tended to be the ones that suffer the most from the show's budget in terms of just not being able to show the as large a scope as we might like. And given, you know, some of the stuff that is going to happen, I'm a little bit concerned it'll come off the same way too, is that it won't feel as big as it should.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful.
I'm
hopeful, but yeah, it's that's the one that I think has the most potential to be hurt by the production value rather than the story.
I totally agree with you about her suffering the budgetary limitations there and in the north with, you know, missing dire wolves and shit. Mm-hmm. Direwolf shit.
Yeah, there has been a distinct lack of direwolf shit. What's up with that?
Yes. And the previews are showing lots of dragons. I wonder if that's like 90% of the actual dragons from the season are in those previews. You mentioned Daenerys. One thing I just read was Amelia Clarke. She was playing the Audrey Hepburn character in the new stage production of Breakfast at Tiffany's. Mm-hmm. And she's getting mixed reviews. The most I've seen about it was she said she's trying to make the character her own, but it's coming off as shrill more than nonchalant and carefree. And my thought was maybe she would have gotten a better review if she had said, "I am Daenerys Stormborn of House Targaryen. Fear me, or I will burn your cities." No.
I will, my fucking violets.
I will take those diamonds with fire and blood.
Oh, I went, Micro Lady.
And then one thing, just one tidbit, because I'm not much on the whole celebrity gossip, but I discovered that Richard Madden, who plays Rob, has been dating Jenna Louise Coleman, who is the new companion on Doctor Who for the last few years, and I'm in love with that.
Interesting. Crossover.
Yeah, crossover.
We should have the doctor show up in Westeros.
Yeah, speaking of crossovers, I've never watched all that much Doctor Who, and I've been mainlining them the last few months. And yes, I completely understand everything now. Everybody I thought maybe was a little crazy, I am on board. But there are so many characters from Game of Thrones that are, play bit parts in, special guests or whatever in the Doctor Who episodes. Gendry was, it looked like he was like about 17 years old. He was in an episode. The pirate guy was in an episode. I forget what his name is now.
It's not kind of fair.
Yes.
You're watching it now, and we watched it before the show started.
Yeah.
I remember anybody.
Time for us to rewatch the whole run.
Of both.
Agreed.
Simultaneously.
I can't remember his name now. Ian Glenn. I forget what character he plays with the Daenerys, her protector. What's his name?
Jorah
Mormont.
Jorah.
He was in an episode, and there's been at least one more I can't remember. But so he was in a Weeping Angels one. He played the bishop. Anyway.
Cool.
I've noticed that on Doctor Who as I've been watching him, is that a bunch of those British actors have been.
So I really don't have any point of reference of what's coming, but I think I'm most anticipating the scene Mance Rayder. It's all the build up and all that kind of thing. And
what in the hell is that about? And that actually is one that you could be a little scared of, because you're like, there's been so much build up. Is he gonna, is it gonna pay off? Hopefully.
And I'm most in fear of not seeing Joffrey die.
Yes.
Oh, damn. He's still a baby. He's still a child.
And he's beat us down.
I just love the look on Nutty's face. I had to go back to her camera for a second after the.
Well, she's like the video. You get to see how I react to things that you just said.
And now
I spend a lot of time like this.
And now I can see how mad Christiana is actually getting at me when I'm talking.
Patrick, we have to make that goal. How early in the season can we piss off Christiana where she says, "What was the comment?"
I didn't get pissed off.
Pissed off.
You were all fools.
I said, "What's wrong with you people?"
What's wrong with you people?
Word, I think the word "stupid" came out of your mouth, but anyway,
it was glorious. Okay. It doesn't.
It was.
Okay, if we answered that question, were there any other questions? I know Nutty has to go. We're keeping her from an event. So,
any other questions?
Were there any other comments or questions we can do now, or?
That's it on the YouTube page for now. Okay. If people have more questions, I will interrupt PG again. Woo-hoo. So ask me some questions so I can interrupt PG. It's a lot of fun.
I have
no problem.
One more answer to the last question. The reeds. I'm so happy they're included.
Yes.
Continue.
Yes.
I say no more than that.
Yeah, I had a bunch of photos of the actors, but I didn't have time to throw them in here. So, yeah, we'll have some media. Yeah, I need to figure out if, you know, for the hangouts and stuff, like if we're allowed to like play snippets of video from the show or if we'll get banned.
If it's on YouTube, you should be able to do it.
Yeah, because
I mean, most like
from the Game of Thrones,
I know that there are rules about we're doing commentary on things.
Right.
So we're allowed to play media, but I don't know if it's like
the problem is the automated tools. When they get too much of an audio snippet where they're able to fingerprint, they'll just automatically block the channel. Yeah.
Right.
And you have to appeal it and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So even though it would fall within the boundaries of fair use in terms of copyright law, YouTube's automated tools don't necessarily use that as their standard.
This over aggressive Python scripts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nerds.
We'll get rawr.
Oh,
Velociraptor.
Rawr.
So there have been some good parodies and different things people are doing on YouTube. One of which I got a link from. I haven't watched it yet, but it looks just from this screenshot, makes me laugh.
Thanks to Pat.
This is from Patman.
This is Patman.
So YouTube, do a School of Thrones search, and you'll find that.
It's not only is the actress who's playing Sansa, she's Mary-Kate Wiles, who's in two really popular YouTube series. One is the Lizzie Bennet Diaries, which is a modern telling of Pride and Prejudice through YouTube videos. And the other is called Squaresville, which is another one that's very interesting, really good show. But see, episode 2, there is a big actor from Game of Thrones in the YouTube video. I'm not going to spoil who it is, but it's awesome.
Okay, sweet. There we go. Another show, actually, BBC show that has an actor from Ripper Street. Have anybody been watching that?
I recognized him in the trailers, but I haven't watched the show.
The guy that plays, I need to rewatch because I can't remember his name now. The guy that plays Tyrion's sellsword.
Ron. But the guy.
Yerp from Hot Fuzz. The dog, Skandar.
So, Irish guy, and he is on the show Ripper Street. As a major character, and he's very good. A completely different character than he played.
Thank you, baby.
What?
More fireball. Sorry.
I wasn't going to mention that, but anyway, shot! So back to a couple other, one last news item. And I think there's video that you can see somewhere, but I just saw there was a Academy of Arts and Sciences, they did an evening with the cast of Game of Thrones, and there's a bunch of photos, if you do a search on that, and they had a bunch of people sitting in the throne, Sansa sitting on the throne in a nice black dress was very cute. But I'm sure there's video, they had a big discussion round table with the creators, George R.R. Martin was there, a bunch of the actors, Peter Dinklage, so if there is video, if there isn't video out now, I'm sure there will be video out on that, because it was a big deal, a big thing in Hollywood. So
I just love seeing him on the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
Since it's part of the lore.
Yeah.
Hi.
We're back.
Oh, my hers must. I had to go deliver a fireball shot.
And you can buy that Iron Throne on ThinkGeek.com for
I drink mine.
A measly sorry, 30 what? Grand.
Is it made of real melted down swords?
No. It's fiberglass.
It's fiberglass.
Resin.
Who's the lady?
If I'm going to pay $30,000 for a throne, I want real swords.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you get for paying the gold price, I suppose.
That, yeah,
instead of
exactly.
the black price?
Iron price.
Did you pay iron the iron price, price mm. for your iron throne?
That's right, iron price.
Okay, so that was the only news
kind of a dick.
Type things. So I know, Nutty, did you have other videos you had seen? There was something you mentioned earlier. I can't remember. Well, there's one thing I saw, which was the 80s Game yes. of Thrones, which was a... basically the intro credits and song for like an 80s TV version with
the HBO
with video.
80s
yes,
version.
The
it had the old home box office graphic. Yeah. And the thing that I loved, it even had the VCR tape lines.
Yes.
You know, I had so many movies that were taped off of HBO and they all had those lines in it.
Yeah.
They degraded the video. Really, it was so nice.
Yep. But they had a video from the show as, you know, introducing all the characters, starring and that sort of thing. And my favorite part at the end was, and introducing Christian Nairn as Hodor. And it had him naked, you know, not from the waist up, but it was still, you know, his shining moment there. But it was hilarious.
Unlike Hodor.
The Princess Bride one.
What's that? Yes. Somebody was mentioning the Princess Bride. That was Christiana. So
yes.
What was that one?
That one is fun. It basically cuts together the scenes from The Princess Bride where Peter Falk, the grandfather, is reading to Fred Savage, the kid, only it cuts it together as though the story they're reading is Game of Thrones rather than The Princess Bride. And so there's a lot of, wait, he can't be dead. You read that wrong. So who kills the prince at the end?
Can't get away.
Oh, like Chooch. As long as I see Joffrey dead.
Yes.
And then there's the Seinfeld one.
Yes. Oh. I've watched just a little bit of that, and it did seem, I mean, it was... I don't know if they can do too much of it. It was a good bit for like the first 2 minutes, and then I'm wondering if
I think it's all.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go any further than that. Okay. But I thought my favorite part though was they used the whole scene where Littlefinger brings Ned Stark to the brothel, and he starts beating him up, and he's like, "My wife's not here," and she's like, "Ned," and
laugh
it worked
track.
Very yes, laugh track yes. and all of that.
I saw that. I remember that.
Good sharing.
Cheering when Peter Dinklage came on screen. You know, that whole thing.
Nice.
And the slaps.
And the what?
The last
the
words.
Oh, the last. Oh, the slaps, yes.
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 To Joffrey.
I thought she said
slaps. Everyone's
slop.
Favorite part.
Please to slaps. Demonstrate, Viv.
No! No slapping!
Did, Chooch, do you have the link to that gadget thing that you sent to me? I didn't send it to PG.
Gadget thing.
Yeah, there was one link that you sent to me.
I'll have to check.
Because I got this busted setup right now. Because these boys lied to me.
You're blaming me for things that are not my fault.
You're the only guy in the room.
Yeah. While she's doing that, one thing I did, something I mentioned last season, I think, was there is a PC game called Crusader Kings 2, and there is a group that has been working very hard for over a year on a full conversion of it to Game of Thrones. I downloaded it, or I bought the game and downloaded the mod, and I still have to. It's one of those war games that has, you know, 100 different things you got to manage and all sorts of stuff. So It's very European, let's just say, as far as gaming goes. But the conversion is incredible as far as even if you – I mean, I can't play the game yet, but I just go in because when it comes up, it has Westeros, and you can click on any county or any area, and it's going to show you based on the date that you have, because you can change the date over like 500 years, like who – is ruling in that area, what is their affiliation and so on, and they have these scenarios like the Targaryens taking over Westeros and the Robert's Rebellion, and you can actually play through that, and you can choose any leader in that time frame. So you could be Ned, or you could be Robert, or you could be a Lannister, or you could pick some guy on the wall, although the wall doesn't, it has the wall, but you can't really do much if you're one of those guys. But you can pick some minor guy and try to help, take over or affect what's going on in that world. So it's pretty daggone cool. And like just clicking on things and seeing the little pop-ups of who the people are and who they're married to, and they got family trees for like 800 years. It's there's a lot of people involved that are very in love with this series, and it definitely shows.
I found the link. It's it won't let me paste it into the YouTube channel. Apparently, you can't put URLs and comments on YouTube. But it's some guy took all of these old school floppy disk drives and programmed them, because the little motors make sound, and it's the opening theme song as played by floppy disk drives.
That is awesome.
It was grating after a while, but it was definitely amusing.
Do a search on floppy drive Game of Thrones. Hopefully you'll
find the guy's, the submitter's name was Mr. Solid Snake 745.
Do a search on that.
All one word.
There you go.
I found it too.
Any fun links, any other stuff that anybody had that they wanted to mention?
Nobody's sending me stuff. I didn't research.
Yeah.
Well, there's the big Facebook game that everybody's playing, but I'm not.
Yes, I forgot about that. I started doing it, and it's very good, very detailed, very deep layer, different things you can do. But, it's one of those Facebook games where you can spend money to speed things up or do things, or there's a lot of time waiting for things. But as far as one of those games goes, if you're interested in that, it's pretty deep and detailed and goes over a lot of stuff. Anybody else try it or doing it?
I can't. I'm allergic.
Yeah, I'm allergic to Facebook games, too.
They burn.
Okay.
They burn.
Shot.
Yeah, shot of penicillin.
So is there anything else anybody want to talk about before we go? Any questions posted there? Nutty? Comments?
I can't checking. See. Let's see.
So is every episode of Beyond the Wall going to be as a Google Hangout?
It is.
As chaotic?
As crazy as this is. Hopefully.
Yeah, I need to know that.
Definitely with audio, hopefully with some video dropped in. So as we talk, so instead of me doing those drop-ins that I do during the editing process, I'll be pre-collecting things and dropping them in as we're talking, which means we'll probably be recording these. Did we decide for sure it was like Wednesday night?
Not Tuesdays,
I know, but probably like a Wednesday night, and I'll be able to do that stuff. But the good thing is that there will be a lot less audio editing. So for those that don't want to do video and they just want the audio, I'm just going to be stripping the audio from the YouTube stuff and just throwing it in and doing a lot less work. So hopefully we'll get stuff out on time.
Get it out much faster.
What you're saying is you're taking away the wait for people to actually get the episode, which makes you less and less like George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, that's it. So there will
providing
not be
more
wait.
Value to the podcast listener community.
That's always my goal, Chooch.
Your free ice cream will taste better.
Free ice cream.
Excellent.
I want some ice cream.
Our takeaways are more ice cream, video shows,
faster.
Faster. More ice cream.
Any last comments? I mean, this is our only pre-show before March 31st.
I'm listening to book 3. It's really all I got.
Yes.
I'm very excited. That's my comment.
Yes.
So for, I'm going to ask real quick, Nadia and Christiana, because you've obviously been staying closer up on it than we three. who is your favorite casting choice for season three that you've seen so far? Did we ask them?
Queen of Thorns.
Yeah.
Queen of Thorns, yeah.
I think the kids that they have cast as the Reeds certainly look the part. They look pretty great. I know I said this in the last episode we did, but I'm a little bit surprised that we have still not seen anyone be cast as Ramsay Snow. Because it seems like, you know, there was stuff in book two that they rearranged a little bit for season two, where he might have been involved otherwise, but he becomes a much bigger part much later. So right. I feel like they have to introduce him at some point, and so I'm not sure when they plan to do that.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No, I just happened to notice that somebody is cast as simply Boy, and it's Ewan Rennan. You will know him from Misfits, the BBC series.
Haven't been watching.
Also the winner of the, is it the Laurence Olivier Award or whatever? He's like this super amazing actor who can do anything possible and super creepy. So maybe that's the answer.
Ooh. Maybe we have a breaking story from nimloss.org.
I'm our foreign correspondent.
Our foreign correspondent has broken the news.
I absolutely love him, so that would be great.
Okay. Yeah.
But one of the things that just in terms of speculating what's going to be different between the books and the show, obviously no spoilers, but just the books, it's very easy to have a character disappear for a long period of time. But on the show, you have an actor cast as that character. And if you want them to stick around and not go off into some other project, you have to give them scenes to be in.
Yep.
And so... Absolutely. They're going to have to restructure some things just in order to do that, because they otherwise it's fine in a book for a certain character to not show up for the whole of book four, but they can't really do that in a TV show very well, so we'll have to see how that goes.
Or they can just recast the mountain and hope nobody notices. And
oh, well, it's not like...
It's a mountain. Big guy.
We have another question from Terry.
Yeah.
Hi, Terry.
Are they working on a console game?
They are working. There's been one console game that was released.
That's
pretty poor reviewed, though. So
it wasn't greatly reviewed. Yeah. You got to play a Red Priest and someone from the Wall, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you different adventures that sort of tie in what's going on, you know, loosely with what's going on in the show, but it's its own story. There was a PC. RTS that was, again, middly received, not very, I think it was better received than the console game. There's an MMO that is being worked on.
We gotta get on the beta.
I don't think it's gotten to that
make
point,
it happen.
We'll
make it happen.
PD, you're in charge of these things.
I'm trying to get into Neverwinter. That's my next big thing. So.
Well, but you could justify a subscription for Game of Thrones as a business expense.
Yeah, because I really get a lot of, you know, tax benefits from this show.
I can say that I've actually played the Game of Thrones board game over Christmas.
Have you played it?
Don't you like it?
I did. I played it at the Christmas at Encaffeinated Ones, and it was a lot of fun.
So you played the board game as opposed to the card game.
Yes, the board game.
You know if it was the second edition of the board game or the first edition? I have the first edition. And
I beat them.
And Viv won that game against Cheech and I. And then they released a newer version, which I think simplified a few things, which it needed. So
it might have been the second because it was bought right around Christmas. So
yeah, it was. Yeah.
I'm guessing it would be
that
the second.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun.
So it is fun.
They had the
really
existing,
fun when you win.
They had the existing card game that I, They had the existing card game, which I have bought, but we've never played. And then I bought, they had one that was tied to the books. And then I just got the one that was put out that's tied to the HBO show, which is a two-person card game, but I have not played that yet. So
I'll play it.
You play a Lannister or a Stark, and then things go from there. So.
And then Terry says, so Wednesday the 3rd, that's a quick turnaround. So I think she might be scheduling in to watch again. I hope to see you there, Terry.
Yay! Yeah.
All I know is I'm thrilled to see Christiana and Nettie's faces again. Yeah. Instead of the static pictures, it's their faces talking. I miss you guys.
You get to see me cover them now. And I don't want to say anything.
To stop from spoiling.
It's one of my favorite season 3 things is I get to see you guys again.
Enough of this. It's a happy show. God.
Let's kill some babies.
He's the Lannister.
We're trying to get Nutty to her charity.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nutty.
Or whatever it is she has tonight. So we're going to sign off. Thanks,
fun drive for CHSR.
Everybody, for listening.
Wait.
Huh?
Nutty, what was that? What are you doing?
Yes, it's a fun drive for CHSR. It's a radio station here. It's a campus and community radio station. It is where such shows as The Weird Show and Run for Your Life, which are podcasts you may also be listening to. Oh, and Epic, which is another podcast that I am a regular guest of, first gets played on the terrestrial radio station. So if you wanted to help out, since it's all volunteer run and all donation run, you can go to chsrfm.ca/donate or /fundrive.
One more time.
Very cool.
Yeah, say that one more time, Nutty. What's that website?
www.chsrfm.ca/donate.
Those Canadians. Those
I feel like you need
Canadians.
A cheerleader. Give me a C. Give me an H.
I like that Chuchu's doing the YMCA arms.
It seemed appropriate for some reason.
Chuchu's my cheerleader.
Oh, boy.
Yes, he is.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in if you didn't. And if you're coming by to watch after the fact, thank you very much. And the first two seasons of Beyond the Wall, which we basically did an episode for every episode of Game of Thrones, plus a couple extra in there. You can go to specficmedia.com and find those, or go to iTunes and look up Beyond the Wall. There's actually two Beyond the Wall podcasts, one that stopped podcasting soon after starting, and then us, and we have the 22 audio episodes up there, so should be able to find that pretty easily. And
I'm correct, we are still the only non-spoilery podcast.
Hmm. That is good.
So far as I know, there may be an official HBO one, but I never count those. We are the only one that will not spoil it for you. Yeah. So far as I know, correct.
Not intentionally.
Correct.
And a couple of whoopses, but you know.
Yeah. I can't edit out anything. Remember that, Jerry.
Yes, no editing this season.
So yeah, those that
where's
are
my sign?
Fans of the audio, the one thing that we will probably lose is all the good bloopers at the end, because we're going to be recording everything. But you'll be able to actually see the bloopers as they happen. Not
it's like the director's cut.
Because not after I pulled them out, because she said, "Oh, you can't have that in there," and then I throw it at the end of the episode anyway, just to embarrass Viv.
Because we're going to forget. We're count on that.
Y'all, there's one episode he promised me a year ago to take down and edit. He hasn't.
What are you talking about?
Liar. So, yeah.
I took out everything.
We can't talk about that scene where it's Jon Snow's name day and a White Walker jumps out of the cave and then everyone freaks out.
This is for the same
thing. I'm sorry, Christiana.
I was joking. It was not worth repeating.
Please.
Was it a spoiler?
It was
wasn't a spoiler.
It was a made-up spoiler.
Oh, I gotta hear it.
I said, we can't talk about that scene where it's Jon Snow's name day and a White Walker jumps out of the cake.
That's hot.
Everyone freaks out. Like, oh man, someone blow three blasts. Blah.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. La, 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 la. Bye, Jet. Bye, Terry.
Bye.
Ba, 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 ba.
Nice vamping.
You like that? Woohoo! Bye. Bye, everybody.
If you'd like to send feedback to Beyond the Wall, you can email us at btw@specficmedia.com. That's btw@specficmedia.com. Or you could send us a voicemail at 704-315-5884. Or you can comment on the web. Go to specficmedia.com, and there you'll find a shiny little button to click on that'll take you right to our page. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 Unported License. Feel free to share and remix. Just give us credit and don't charge money for it.